USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's looking like a slower holiday shopping season this year. The National Retail Federation said holiday sales through December will likely rise between 6 and 8%, which, factoring in inflation, is actually a decline. Last year, consumers shopped early and spent more as companies dealt with empty shelves and shipping delays. Compared to this year, the biggest retailers have lots of extra inventory as customers tighten their budgets. This year's midterm elections may be the most expensive ever. New analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog Open Secrets estimates the 2020 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. This as a new poll is out that shows a huge swing from Democrats to Republicans.
A new Wall Street Journal poll found that white suburban women voters have shifted their support to Republicans running for Congress by 15 percentage points. That marks a 27-point move away from Democrats since August. The group of white suburban women comprises 20% of the electorate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
U.S. intelligence suggests Russia is sourcing military equipment and ammunition from North Korea and Iran for use in their invasion of Ukraine. Alongside the defense minister from South Korea at the Pentagon on Thursday, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says he believes Ukraine still has the capability to regain more territory.
I think you'll see them continue to press until they secure the territory.
Paul Pelosi is being released from the hospital after he was allegedly attacked with a hammer in his San Francisco home last week. The suspect is facing several charges, including attempted murder. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Inflation is ranked as one of the most important issues to voters this election season. Cindy Krutchenauer, a voter from Minocqua, Wisconsin, says it's playing a huge role in her everyday life and how she's voting next week.
Well, I think you make decisions on what you get at the store, gas prices. I just looked today and our gas prices have gone up from, I think it was $3.63 yesterday and it's $4.19 today. It keeps going up, down, up, down. And how do people that are retired, you know, figure that out?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Marquette University polling finds about 2/3 of Wisconsin voters are very concerned about the soaring prices at the grocery store and the pump in their state. As anti-government protests continue in Iran, the Iranian government has used security forces to stop the protests and killed over 270 people so far, while arresting more than 14,000. Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Scott Perry shares his thoughts on the current anti-government protests in Iran and how the United States should respond on Fox Business.
Ought to be speaking loudly in support of those people on the street who literally have put their lives in their hands. This is an opportunity to make a difference diplomatically and rhetorically by the United States. Of course, we're not going to be threatened by Iran.
President Biden is rallying Democrats in Albuquerque, New Mexico on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.